It is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report for Wednesday, June 30th. I'm your host, Izzy Ross. Another day, another million fish around the bay. The run is now at 8 million. Ugashik didn't have the biggest harvest yesterday, but the drift fleet did haul in the most sockeye per drift delivery. Igigik's still fishing away. The Nushagak's harvest numbers dropped off yesterday, but those could swell again after today's openers. Coming up tonight, the Wood River's special harvest area opened yesterday to set netters, and in that narrow river, things get a little tense.
So chaotic, so cutthroat, and people like, you know, move you aside and steal signs, and you know, it's not a pretty sight.
Igigik started fishing the earliest of all the districts this season. Some in the district say it's been slow and steady, and it looks like the run there will soon pass its lower end escapement goal of 800 fish.
We're still probably within the first third of the run down there in Igigik yet, so there's, you know, we've still got about, you know, 60-70% of that run left to come.
Managers say the next few days will tell. We also went to Ekuk today, where even a slow morning was still lively.
It can be a very intense fishery, an intense place, and you can tell. I mean, people are whipping up and down safely, not like whipping around like uncontrollably, but like there's just a lot of trucks, a lot of movement.
Those conversations and more on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Let's take a look at the numbers. Another million fish returned to the bay yesterday, bringing the total run to 8 million. Fleets harvested almost 500,000 of those. Total harvest is just over 4 million. Escapement yesterday was almost 400,000. Taking a look at the Nushagak district, the harvest dropped off yesterday with the fleet hauling in just 85,000 fish. There was an average of 117 sockeye per drift delivery yesterday. The total catch is approaching 2 million. The fleet also harvested 1,700 Chinook. The drift fleet has caught 3/4 of that total harvest, around 75%, while Nushagak set netters have harvested about a fifth, and set netters in the Agushik have harvested just 5%. The Nushagak River sonar counted 120,500 sockeye yesterday. The total sockeye run is now 1.7 million. The Chinook run was about 3,700 yesterday, bringing the total this season to 24,400, just under half of the river's minimum escapement goal of 55,000. The Chum run picked up a bit yesterday after a slow start to the week. The run came to 2,792 yesterday for a Chum sum of 43,200. The Wood River's daily run was over 100,000 for the sixth day in a row, came to 106,000. Another 21,200 fish passed the tower as of 6 a.m. this morning. Total escapement up the Wood is at 1.2 million. The Agushik's escapement was almost 28,000 yesterday, and another 10,000 passed the tower as of 6 a.m. A total of 90,800 fish have escaped up the Agushik so far. The Togiak fleet harvested 5,000 sockeye yesterday with an average of 81 fish per drift delivery. No escapement numbers for Togiak. Total harvest there is now approaching 10,800. Over to the east side now. The fleet hauled in 51,000 fish yesterday in the Naknek Kwijak with an average of 471 sockeye per drift delivery. The total harvest is now at 227,300. The drift fleet caught more than half of that total harvest. Kwijak set netters caught about a quarter, and Naknek set netters caught about a fifth. Escapement in the Naknek Kwijak district was 38,900 yesterday. So far, around 126,000 fish have escaped in the district. The in-river estimate is at 60,000. Total run there is at 413,222. Looking at that escapement by river, in the Naknek River, 6,500 fish escaped yesterday for a total of 83,300 so far this season. The Naknek has the highest escapement so far in the district, but the Kwijak's daily escapement yesterday far outpaced the Naknek. It came in at 37,800. The total escapement up the Kwijak is 42,666. Igigik had the highest harvest by far yesterday around the bay. The fleet hauled in 261,000 fish, bringing the total harvest to 1.7 million. The average drift delivery yesterday in Igigik was 522. Igigik's drift fleet has harvested 4/5 of the total harvest so far. Set netters have hauled in the remaining fifth. Escapement up the Igigik River was 38,900 yesterday, bringing that total to 630,000. The in-river estimate is 20,000, and Igigik's total run is at 2.4 million. Ugashik didn't have the biggest harvest yesterday, but the drift fleet did haul in the most sockeye per drift delivery. The average was over 1,000 fish for each delivery there. Harvest was at 82,000 yesterday, bringing the season's total to almost 226,000. 14,200 fish escaped up the Ugashik yesterday. The total run is at 240,200. At the Chignik River, as of 5 p.m. today, 12,325 sockeye passed the weir. The total sockeye run there at the Chignik River is 160,700. The early run is at 155,600, while the late run is at just over 5,000. Over to Area M now. Fishermen in Area M harvested 138,100 sockeye yesterday, for a total of 3.4 million so far this season. The fleet caught 107 Chinook. That harvest is at 2,900. The Chum harvest was 76, bringing the total to almost 800,000. The fleet harvested just 12 Pinks for a season total of 3.2 million. Finally, just one Coho was caught for a total of 2,593. Almost 90% of the sockeye harvest from Area M has been caught in the South Unimak and Shumagin Islands. The Chinook harvest is split between that area and the North Peninsula, and virtually all of the Pinks, Coho, and Chum were caught in the South Unimak and Shumagin Islands area. The numbers are booming out of the Port Muller test fishery. Catches picked right back up after Monday's dip. Stations 10 and 12 lead the pack with catch indices up over 400. That's despite a technical holdup as the Pandalus stayed in port yesterday. The test fishery researchers suspect that Bristol Bay's run is not early. Higher catch indices over the next few days could hint at a later run than recent years. The crew expects some dicey weather tomorrow, but the Ocean Cat will still try to get out and fish. Now here's the station-by-station breakdown. Station 6 was not fished. Station 8 caught 18 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 7 in the 5 1/8. The catch index is 68. Station 10 caught 231 fish in the 4 1/2-inch mesh and 84 in the 5 1/8. The catch index is 461. Station 12 caught 127 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 46 in the 5 1/8. The catch index is 433. Station 14 caught 13 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 6 in the 5 1/8. That catch index is at 52. Station 16 caught 17 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 10 in the 5 1/8. The catch index is at 62. Station 18 caught 12 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 4 in the 5 1/8. The catch index is 53. And Station 20 caught 27 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 0 fish in the 5 1/8. That catch index is at 54. Stock composition estimates from June 26th and 27th were released this afternoon. The Nooshigak District's runs still rule the day. Half of the fish sampled were headed to that district. Around 28% were swimming toward the Nooshigak, 21% to the Wood River, and just 0.2% to the Ugushik. Around 12% of the sampled stock is going to Igigik and 11% is going to the North Peninsula. It looks like Alagnak will get a bump in the next few days. More than 9% of the fish were headed there. Another 9% were going to the Naknek, and around 5% were swimming toward the Kwijak. Just around 3% were swimming toward the Ugashik. Kuskokwim fish made up just 1% of the sample, and 0.2% of the fish were going to Togiak. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with you on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Programming support for KDLG comes from listeners like you and from Nomar, serving Bristol Bay for 40 years with the gear fishermen need. Online at nomaralaska.com.
Welcome back. Yesterday, the Wood River Special Harvest Area opened to commercial set netters. Mike Davis, a commercial fisher, returned to fish the Nooshigak today after elbowing his way through the Wood River opener.
so chaotic and so cutthroat, and people like, you know, move you aside, steal signs, and you know, it's just, it's not a pretty sight.
A special harvest area has a different baseline for openers to help manage the Wood River salmon returns. That's normal for years with large runs because managers know they will meet or exceed escapement goals. And large runs have become the norm over the past several years. Totals have reached up to 2 times the average return. The sockeye run on the Wood River passed 1 million on Monday, which is much earlier than normal. Managers attribute that to the big storms and more conservative commercial openers to protect the low king run in the district. Igigig's fleet has been out fishing the most out of all of the districts. One person who works on a tender in the district says it's been slow and steady so far. That earlier run is pretty typical. Even still, managers say the run will probably hit its escapement goal. Right now, it's just over 600,000, and the escapement goal for the season is between 800,000 and 2 million sockeye. As KDLG's Mackenzie Mancuso learned from area management biologist Aaron Tiernan, the next few days will tell.
From a biological perspective, are you seeing anything noteworthy or new in the Igigig district?
Yeah, so definitely we're still probably within the first third of the run down there in Igigig yet. So there's, you know, we still got about, you know, 60-70% of that run left to come. It's kind of what I'm looking at right now. We could be a little bit earlier in the run timing, but, you know, over the next few days we'll definitely start to hone that in. And, you know, we are seeing some small fish this year. But as far as smaller than what we've seen in recent years, I don't think it's that much different. And based on what we're seeing down at Port Muller, the genetics seem to be a little bit smaller than what we've seen in the past couple years anyways. But, you know, the way our scheme is looking right now, we've got, you know, over 632,000 fish past the tower so far, which is definitely well above the upper end of, you know, we're projecting to be above the upper end of the goal right now. So we've been having consistent opportunity to try to control that a little bit. So we're just kind of waiting for, you know, the main part of the run to hit and take things from there.
For NACNIC, we talked about how the peak is being pushed back, and people always wanted to say that the peak has been the 4th, but in recent years it's been closer to the 10th or 11th. What is the Igigig peak?
Long-term average, you know, over the last 20 years or so, the peak is generally on the 4th of July. But, yeah, recent years, you know, the peak's been as late as July 10th. So it's generally between the 6th and the 10th the last 3 or 4 years. And by peak, I'm also meaning, you know, fish past the tower or escapement there.
All right. With looking at the numbers, I believe that Igigig has the second biggest fish count right now, second to the Nooshigak. Is that pretty typical?
You know, I haven't been in the bay too long yet, so I guess my historical knowledge isn't quite there. But, yeah, I would probably think this time of year it's probably fairly typical. There are years where Igigig definitely is, you know, typically has some higher numbers right out of the gate just due to its run timing being one of the earliest ones in the bay. But, you know, overall run sizes do affect those numbers. And, you know, what we're seeing this year in the Nooshigak is definitely a large run returning.
Thank you so much for taking some time again to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
Ikuk's SetNet setup sets it apart from other areas of the Nooshigak. Unlike SetNet sites on other beaches in the bay, people in Ikuk use pickup trucks and a pulley system to drag their nets out of the water. Then they drive it about a mile up to the Ikuk Fisheries cannery. KDLG's Tyler Thompson took a trip to Ikuk today, and I caught up with him when he got back. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Izzy.
So you went to Ikuk today. Tell me how it was.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So myself and Brian Venwab, we got on a plane around 9:30-ish. We made a couple stops before heading over to Ikuk. But yeah, we landed around like 10 o'clock. It was pretty quiet when we first got there. We met up with Jamie O'Connor. She grew up fishing there. She's a set netter. We stopped and talked to her about the fishery. She also let us know that it was kind of a quiet morning. They had low water last night, so it kind of affected everybody. So just about around mid-morning is when we started to see more trucks coming down. Trucks were going up and down the road, heading to the processor to drop off their catch, hitting the beach to pull their nets, and we stopped and talked to some folks who had some fish. There was a problematic wind, but then they mentioned that there was a good wind coming through that'll hopefully mean some better catches later on. But it was a great day. It was very beautiful. We also spoke to a mother and son. She grew up fishing there since she was a kid. They had a few fish in their nets, but otherwise they were happy. They were just happy to be back out on the beach, happy to be fishing. Some folks did mention that king runs were kind of low. We stopped and spoke to Alaknagik resident Kay Andrews. She had an ulu in hand. She was getting ready to process a king. She's like, this is my first king so far. So she was getting that ready for dinner. We also spoke to someone else who had, I think, four kings chilling. She was getting ready to process those. She had hung up some earlier and just said that the king run's just been slow, but that's kind of
the new normal.
Yeah.
As one says.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, you know, it's been kind of a slow morning. Did anyone talk about how fishing has been so far this season?
Yeah. Someone said that the escapement has been big this year. Their one regret, though, as a fisher, was they wish they had their net in during that big escapement. But there was confidence in the season. Further down the beach, though, it was pretty busy. There was a lot of trucks on the beach. There was several people picking kind of towards the bluff. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to get too far down the bluff just because of time constraints. But I would say like there was like part of the beach that wasn't too busy, another part of the beach where there were several trucks. But someone described Ikuk as it can be a very intense fishery, an intense place, and you can tell. I mean, people are whipping up and down safely, not like whipping around like uncontrollably, but like there's just a lot of trucks, a lot of movement going on. So it's definitely a lively place. Even like when they say it's seemingly slow, it's like you could tell like the fast times are probably really, really fast.
We look forward to hearing more about that trip in future reporting. Thanks so much for taking a couple minutes to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks, Izzy.
Now, Tyler also brought us some voices from the beach there. Kay Andrews, the woman who caught that one king, spoke about the advantages of Ikuk's location and operations.
I think we can get our fish quicker, process quicker, versus getting it into a holding cell in a processor and then getting it barged to the cannery site. So, but you know what, this day everyone has the RSW and the ice and the water, and so you know, I think days are different now compared to what my grandfather used to do. They used to pick fish one by one with a pick on the beach.
That was echoed by Julie Weiss. She said there has been a shift in the products processors want, and that has changed how they fish.
We pick them, we put them directly in our trucks with the ice water and deliver them. So the time frame between getting there and, you know, the boats, it's also good, but they sit on the boat and then they bring them in to process them. So ours are just faster. So I think the highest quality fish comes from the beach, and the fishermen are more and more aware of it. Like growing up, you know, we used to have these spears where you just spear the fish into the, you know, and nobody thought about bruising it. It just was all canned. But now there's a lot of fillets, people want pretty stuff, and everyone's aware of it. So it's really changed in that way a lot.
And we'll have more on Ikuk's fishery in the next few days.
Support comes from Bristol Bay Events, providing event equipment rentals and services to the Dillingham area for any size event in and outdoors. Online at bristolbayevents.com or 843-1633.
That just about does it for tonight's show. We're going to take a look at the marine weather forecast in Bristol Bay. There is a gale warning after some beautiful weather in Dillingham. We have a southeast wind in Bristol Bay tonight at 35 knots, seas building to 8 feet. On Thursday, southeast wind 35 knots, diminishing to 25 knots in the afternoon, seas at 7 feet. Thursday night, southeast wind 25 knots, seas at 4 feet. In the marine weather forecast from Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, small craft advisory today, southeast wind 30 knots, seas at 7 feet tonight. On Thursday, southeast wind 25 knots, seas at 5 feet. And Thursday night, southeast wind 25 knots and seas at 6 feet. In the tidal forecast at Nooshigak at Clark's Point, high tide at 8:57 p.m. at 16.4 feet. At the Naknek River entrance, high tide at 8:38 p.m. at 17 feet. And at the Agagic River entrance, high tide at 7:27 p.m. at 14 feet. In messages to the fleet, this message is for Mason and crew on the Nancy O. too. Hope you're catching lots of fish, missing you, and sending love from the fishing vessel Crane in Juneau. That's from Maggie. This is a message for the Linda K. Wish the guys on the Linda K a great season and big hugs to the captain. Signed, Miss Denver. Another message for the Linda K. Girls gone wild in Greece, we miss you and wish you a great fishing season. All our love. And that's from Diane. Happy, happy birthday to Austin Adler, the fishing vessel Megalodon, from all his family and friends in Texas. And also thank you to KDLG, that's from Jeff Adler in Weatherford, Texas. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible with generous support from our underwriters and individual contributions from you, the fishing fleet. Hey, we appreciate you. Playing us out tonight, we have a song request going out to Dito, Working Sonar on the Noosh, Simply the Best by Tina Turner. I'm Izzy Ross, good night, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.